WMRA News. I'm Bob Levickin. Virginia's primary elections in some General Assembly districts are Tuesday, but many voters will have to wait until the general election to actually have a choice. Governor Ralph Northam announced last week that the special legislative session on gun control will begin Tuesday, July 9th. Meanwhile, the governor continues to bring attention to the issue of gun violence, attending the funeral service of a young girl shot and killed in Richmond. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 10th. Virginia's primary elections are Tuesday. In the WMRA region, 15 House of Delegates seats and 6 Senate seats are on the ballot, but most districts will not actually have a primary because only one candidate from each party is running in the general election in November. But there are a few competitive primaries in the 24th Senate race covering mostly Stanton and Augusta County. Incumbent Republican Emmett Hanger is being challenged in Tuesday's primary by Tina Freitas. 3 House of Delegates seats are open in the general election. Democratic Delegate David Toscano is retiring from the 57th District, which represents the Charlottesville area. Republican Dickie Bell is retiring from his seat in the 20th House District, which covers Augusta and Nelson counties. And Republican Steve Landis, representing Augusta and Rockingham counties in the 25th District, is retiring. Virginia is only one of 4 states across the country with legislative elections this year, and the only one where there's a chance of Democrats flipping control of the legislature. Republicans currently have narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Each voter must bring a photo ID. Learn about races in your area, where and when to vote, and links to candidate information with our election primer. It's at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. Foundations supporting the University of Virginia want the state Supreme Court to keep agreements with big donors private. The Daily Progress reports that 6 foundations, including those supporting the university's law and business schools, said in a court filing last month that disclosures would chill needed fundraising. The filing was made in a lawsuit seeking to uncover the George Mason University Foundation's past donor contracts. The court is considering whether those past donor agreements are subject to disclosure under the state's Freedom of Information Act. Fairfax-based George Mason University in April tightened rules after disclosures that the university, Virginia's largest, allowed the conservative Charles Koch Foundation input into the hiring and firing of some professors. Those agreements provided millions of dollars for the school. Governor Ralph Northam announced that the special legislative session on gun control will begin Tuesday, July 9th. The governor called the session to encourage the General Assembly to consider measures such as universal background checks, a ban on silencers and bump stocks, and restoring a state law restricting handgun purchases to 1 a month. The Democratic governor called the session after a gunman fatally shot 12 people in Virginia Beach on May 31st, but Republican leaders will decide how the session will be conducted. And rather than allowing the governor's agenda, Republicans say they will propose tougher penalties for those who use guns to commit crimes. Governor Northam is continuing to bring attention to the issue of gun violence leading up to that special General Assembly session. And he's doing so beyond mass shootings such as the one in Virginia Beach. On Friday, he attended the funeral service of a young girl shot and killed in Richmond. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Hundreds of family and community members attended 9-year-old Markia Dixon's rainy day funeral. The fourth grader loved unicorns, math, and had a knack for electronics. She was with her family at a public park in Richmond when someone fired a gun. She was hit and killed. Speaking at her funeral service, Governor Northam didn't mention politics or gun control. But earlier this week, he did reference Markia's death at a press conference, calling for stricter gun laws.
Tragic mass shootings, they draw our attention. But shootings happen in our communities every day. A 15-year-old boy was shot and killed in Norfolk on Sunday. A little girl was shot and killed at a cookout in Richmond on Memorial Day weekend.
Northam has called lawmakers to Richmond for a special session on gun control. They're convening July 9th. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Finally today, under normal circumstances, candidates would welcome money from the governor to help finance their campaigns, but this year It's different. The Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope is following the money.
Governor Ralph Northam is still facing calls for his resignation, but that's not keeping him off the campaign trail. Campaign finance records show the governor's political action committee is helping two incumbent members of the General Assembly beat back primary opposition. Senator Barbara Favola of Arlington and Senator Rosalind Dance of Petersburg. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says any candidate taking money from the governor is taking a risk.
Every candidate who takes money from the governor has had to do so after some pretty careful thought about whether it's a net positive or a net negative.
Republican strategist Dan Scanling says any Democrat who called for the governor to resign and then took money from his PAC is going to face questions.
How can you call for the governor's resignation and then 2 months later take a PAC check from him? That you just can't do that.
Ah, but they did. Campaign finance records posted to the Virginia Public Access Project show 19 candidates have taken money from the governor's PAC. Two are incumbent Democrats who are facing primary challengers this month. The rest are Democrats who are already stockpiling a war chest to run against Republicans this fall. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.